Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG just making a video about the retardation of Reddit. Let's go. Yes, here on Reddit is a gold mine of losers. I really enjoy it, all the dumb degeneracy that you find there. It's so fun. Yes, like case in point, let me bring it up.
Yes, this abortion is on Random Thoughts by some weirdo named Mayor McRib. He should call himself Mayor McDicksucker. Anywho, it says, I am a straight dude with a fetish for dick. Can anyone else relate?
No, I can't relate with you. How about the audience? Can you relate to this weirdo?
No.
You see? No, guy. You, McWeirdo, you love cock and that's fine, but you are gay. Definitely gay. Well, let's see what this fruity ass has to say.
It goes, don't get me wrong, I'm not actually gay.
Really? You fooled me, guy.
I'm just a straight dude.
No, you're not.
With a fetish for dick. A
fetish? I say an obsession.
Every now and then, I get a craving for some dick. Yes, everyone, this guy wants to suck some dick. Can everyone relate? No, you fucking freak. Enjoy your dick somewhere else. Just saying.
You know what? You are what you eat. I guess that's why I'm a pussy, you dick.
Well, anywho, let's go back to the story. It says, especially when I see a nice, thick, juicy looking dick to suck on. Yum, yum. That sounds so fun, stuffing your mouth full of cock. I wouldn't mind sucking a dude off and maybe would let him penetrate me.
I wouldn't, but you're a freak.
But that's about it.
About it? That's all it is.
Sucking off a dude and let him peg you. You are fucked in the brain. But whatever, right? Is there any other straight dudes on here that can relate?
Fuck no.
How do you guys feel? Not like a faggot, but apparently not everyone's the same, right, buddy? My little princess you, huh? Huh?
Yeah, man, that guy's stupid. Well, speaking about retards, what about this chick? This chick says, how can I get my boyfriend to stop digging his tunnel?
Yeah, this chick is trying to go between a boy and his hole. Don't let the boy stop.
No, he's found his passion in life. Just let him go. You don't know what he could build down there. So just let him. But of course he won't because he's having too much fun. And women don't like it when you are having fun. Just saying, right?
So I know this is a weird question, but my boyfriend likes to spend a lot of his free time digging a tunnel on some property that he inherited. I haven't seen the full extent of it, but last I saw it was remarkably deep under the surface. He spent roughly a year on it. That's pretty cool. And it's evident. Awesome. That's cool for this guy to follow his passions. This woman shouldn't stop his passion, but that's why she's retarded, right?
The front of the thing is deep, wide, and well put together. Not like you, lady. But whatever. At the front, which is the only part I've seen, he's got cement, beams, electric lights, even chairs and a small table.
Wow, this guy is very, very busy bee. I like this dude. This guy's pretty cool. Very resourceful. I commend you.
I haven't gone into it, but it looked like the quality severely dropped as the tunnel went further, mostly becoming open dirt with some wood beams holding it up.
Well, I don't know what the hell you're expecting, lady. If you could do better, I'd like to see you try.
My biggest concern is his safety. I'm really worried that he's going to dig too deep and it'll collapse on him or something.
Yes, this guy did enough, so I'm sure he knows what he's doing. You just have no faith, that's all.
I've tried voicing this concern to him, but he just laughs it off and assumes me that he'll be fine.
Aside from safety concerns, there's also the fact that he doesn't really have a social life.
Uh-oh, here he goes.
Because of this thing. You sure? You sure this guy's just not autistic? You're just trying to be a controlling bitch? Just saying.
I'm pretty much the only person he'll still talk to outside his job. And he doesn't go out and do anything anymore.
So the guy is just a busybody and a hermit. That's what you married. Enjoy. It used to be that he'd occasionally head out and do some more digging on weekends. But now he spends almost all of his time out there. Yes, digging the hole instead of plowing you, right? He still comes home, but he barely spends any time with me. And I know that he isn't doing anything but digging that damn hole in the ground. Now she's jealous of the hole in the ground. Oh, what a dumb bitch. This can't be good for his mental health. There you go, mental health. What a retard. But I don't know how to convince him to stop. Why do you want him to stop? It's actually healthy for him. But you don't like it because he's digging a hole. You either have him dig your holes, right? That's so fucked up. He's always really healthy when he comes back from digging, which is why I haven't seriously tried to stop him before. But now you're talking about it, right? So, But I was talking to a friend about him, and she told me he might be going crazy. Yes, that's her idea. You don't understand the guy, and he's going batshit crazy. Great job, lady. And according to her, she says, obviously, I don't think he's insane, but I hadn't considered the mental health aspect of this, but I just don't know what to do. And then the TLDR, boyfriend spends all his time digging a tunnel, and I'm worried for both his physical and mental health. Yes, you're really concerned for his health, or maybe you're just being a fucking bitch. I don't know, what do you guys think? Is she being a bitch or not? Oh man, so stupid. Yeah, Reddit is just full of Down syndrome, but it is comedy gold. You get to find these stupid, retarded degenerates. Oh yes, fun times, right? Well, I got other things I gotta do, so you guys take care. You be the best people you have to be, and bye-bye.
Read it.
My name is Nina. I'm unharmed, and I actually really liked the movie Interstellar, and I was lying when I said it was just okay.
Just read it.
No part of Interstellar was pointless or boring to me. I liked that it was a movie for boys who are wondering, what if a planet was like that, and then they get to go to a planet that's like that. What? My favorite part of Interstellar is... Please don't make
it. Say it. Say it.
My favorite part of Interstellar is when they go through that awesome cube. Haven't you always dreamed of such an awesome cube? When I originally wrote in my review that I wish I could go back in time through that fuck-ass cube to before I saw the movie and say, don't bother, that was a mistake and I deserve to be kidnapped for that. I love Interstellar and I'm sorry for the damage that my lies have caused. Can I please go home now?
No.